6 weeks ago, why did you think this team was capable of doing this? Why did you think this was possible?
I just believe in our guys, and I trusted the character of the football team would come through, and that we'd if we just believed in each other and stuck together, that good things would happen. Now, obviously, it was a leap of faith. We'd lost four in a row at that time, but I think it turned out to be a little shot in the arm for us. And we got that first one, and the confidence grew every single week. And got the next one at home, big win against Seattle, and then three now division games in a row to finish it out.
Aaron, can you talk about the touchdown pass to Geronimo, just how you were able to buy so much time and then what you saw that let it rip there?
Yeah, it was a different defense. On the back side, they ran number 57, Bynes, from over number two back to the middle for some reason. So we had a play on that was going to attack a certain area, had some pressure, spun out left, and was actually looking for Devontae to uncover initially back to his right. He kind of kept going and then stopped late. As that happened, I was able to kind of hold, knowing I wanted to get all the way outside, but I needed to kind of deke the defensive tackle there into thinking I was stopping. After that, I was able to get outside, and then I just saw Geronimo and try to put in a place where he could make a good catch. I didn't see the catch. I was on my back. I just looked at the sideline, our sideline, and I could tell that he caught it, so it must have been a good catch.
What was the difference in your offense in the second half?
I think just execution was a little bit better. We ran the ball really well today. Ripkowski was great running the ball. We got different guys involved. Geronimo Allison, that's a big place for us. Jared Cook had another good game. Jordy had a very consistent game for us. Devontae had two touchdowns in the red zone. So guys made a lot of plays, but it was just a little more efficient, I think, on third down. I don't know what the numbers are, but I would assume our third down percentage was better in the second half. And when we had to make some plays, we made plays.
Hey, Aaron, and talking to one of your teammates about you making the statement a few weeks ago about running the table, he said, "You're psychic. We need to listen to him more."
That's true.
When you hear that kind of response in terms of how the team responds to that, how do you explain the benefit of that?
Well, that's what you have to do sometimes as a leader. You have to exude confidence even in a situation where it seems to the outside world that confidence shouldn't exist. And that's kind of what I did. I believe in myself and my abilities, but I also believe in this team. And this wasn't just a shot in the dark. It was a optimistic belief in my teammates that we were going to start handling adversity better. And I knew it had to start with the offense. We needed to play better. I needed to play better. But I felt like if we could do that, it would start to give the defense some confidence, and that ultimately if we just got one, if we just got that first win, that things could get rolling. And the way the schedule kind of set up, we've been very good cold-weather teams over the years. And I knew that we had some cold-weather games coming up after that I felt confident that we could win, and things just started clicking for us.
Aaron, Mike Daniels told me this week that there's just a different energy about this year's team. And he said call it swagger, call it attitude. What does that mean to you?
I think he's right on. There's a different feel to the locker room. I think it's just guys – there's a hunger that maybe wasn't there at times over the last couple of years. There's a great great group of young guys who brought some just really positive energy and belief in each other. The team is a close group. We hang out together. We spend time together. We care about each other. You need that to win. That's the chemistry part that, like today our defense, we had three corners go down in a series of just a couple of plays, and Mike is out there playing. Corey talked to the team today before the game about sacrificing and doing whatever it takes to get the job done, whatever the role is needed. And you had Ripkowski, who's a fullback, out there playing tailback. You had Micah, who's a safety, out there playing corner for us. Spriggs came in when Brian got hurt. And I think that's the great thing about this team and the leadership is that Mike stayed the path. And when the storm was upon us, upon him, about his job and job security, about myself and my leadership, and about our teammates and the way that we would respond to the four-game losing streak, we stuck together. I think it says a lot about the kind of people that we have in the organization and the kind of people we have in that locker room.
Aaron, with the injuries
stages you've had to go through as a team this year, peaking at the right time, having to win to get in. Does it feel like 2010 at all?
Well, you hate to go back to that because I don't want to put any other expectations on that team. Obviously, we're in the playoffs now, and the goal is to win the Super Bowl. But this is a new team. This is an exciting group of guys that believe in each other, and anything can happen when you get in the playoffs. We know that. We did that years ago. It's a fun group of guys, though. It's fun to win with these guys, and it's fun to do it the way we did the last 6 weeks. And you know, we know we got a great football team coming in who's been playing well. They play really, really well on defense. They got some playmakers on offense, and we're just happy to be back at Lambeau.
How much fun has it been to see Geronimo's progression and rise as a young guy this season?
It's been great to see him playing the way he plays the last couple weeks. The key for him, as with any young player, is you got to do it in practice and you got to be mentally sharp. And he does both those things. He makes plays in practice, and mentally he's come a long way, and he's been very sharp. Now, he actually had a couple little MAs today, but he made up for it by some big plays and some timely situations, especially the throw down the sidelines, really both sidelines. At the end of the first half, the field goal, which was very big for us, and then the throw in the fourth quarter that he caught down the sidelines as well that got us going. I mean, those are two big plays. And then Randall's absence, Randall being such a key guy for us, having Geronimo step up has been a huge, huge bonus for us.
Aaron, I don't know if you meant run the table in the last six or run the table to Houston, but how do you make sure that now that you've got to this point that that momentum can carry forward?
Well, you know, every week is a new week. So the momentum of winning, it is contagious. You know, you have that feeling now when you enter a game that you don't have during the losing streak where you expect to win. You expect to win when you take the field, and that's an exciting energy that that you can feel in the locker room, on the field pregame, and guys are sticking together. You know, we've dealt with adversity, all teams do, but ours has been different than it was in 2010 and different than it was last year, and I'm proud of the way that the guys have responded. I mean, we've really stuck together. There hasn't been, you know, guys, you know, making, you know, comments, being an unnamed source or, you know, saying derogatory things about teammates or leadership. And I think it says a lot about the character of these guys. I'm really proud to go to work with these guys, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Was there any need to refocus the team before the game, knowing what happened with the Giants Redskins?
Well, we were paying attention, for sure. I mean, obviously that eases the pressure a little bit. Knowing you're in the playoffs already, I think on both sides for both teams. But our first goal, as it was starting the season, was to win the NFC North. And we've done that now. And now we can talk about the playoffs. Mike always says you got to get the 10 wins first. So now we can talk about it. It's exciting, exciting time of the year to be a player and a fan. And but, of course, we were paying attention to it and excited about Robbie's field goal and them holding them.
What's the biggest thing, or if it's a couple things, maybe the biggest couple things you've done as a team over these past 6 weeks to turn it around that maybe you weren't doing through November?
That's a good question. I think it's a lot of it is situational football, but a lot of it is just mindset. I think we've had a different mindset once you start winning, that there is an expectation you're going to perform in those crunch time situations where we weren't doing it on really in all three phases during the losing streak, where when we needed to make plays on third down, could be a play in the first quarter, could be a play in the fourth quarter, we weren't making those plays. We weren't getting stops when we needed them. We weren't converting third downs when we needed them. We were kicking field goals in the red zone. If you look at this streak, the percentages on third down, the red zone have been solid. But the plays when you really needed them, when that adversity hit, when the crowd's getting back in the game and you got to pick up a big third down, we made those plays. We made those touchdowns in the red zone, and that's why we've been winning.
Two more.
I'm playing with the – I wasn't sure if I saw this right, but the play with the 12 men on the field.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice it before the snap?
For sure.
So you just ran the snap because you figured, see what happens?
Free play, baby. Yeah. We've done that a lot this season. I mean, they tried to sub three guys off the field, and the third guy – was trying hard to get off the field, but he was, you know, 3 or 4 yards on the field. I'm disappointed to throw. I mean, that one bounce at the Jordy, it would have been about a 20-yard gain for a first down, but we came back on the third and five and made a, you know, a good read, and Ty got a first down there.
Does Rick always notice that every time there's 12 men?
Yes, I do.
What does Rick Kowski do?
Consistency. I mean, Rip is a very consistent player. The fun thing today was, you know, we had a couple really good schematic things. The first run out of split backs with a two tight end set on the right. You know, he kind of had a nice clean hole. But then you saw him with reading. You know, he made some really good reads today. The stiff arm came out. Nice jab getting the end zone on the check down. He's just a very consistent player. And, you know, John Kuhn is one of my all-time favorite teammates, and we had a great run together. Rip's approach this year, he obviously learned a lot from John, but he's taken a lot of steps forward this year and been that John Kuhn type of player where you just know you can count on him, where if Mike says, hey, who do you want back there on a big third down, I want Rip back there, just like I wanted John back there, and that's a big compliment to Aaron Ripkowski.